You rest now, she said, avoiding the issue. The doctor will explain everything in the morning. Can't you take the bandages off? I want to see. Not yet, Johnny. We must wait for the doctor. You really should get some rest. She squeezed my hand, and then I heard her leaving the room. How could I rest with so much uncertainty hanging over my head? I wanted to know the extent of my injuries. Why was the lovely Nurse Watkins, and to me her voice pronounced that she was lovely, so circumspect about my condition? Despite my worries, fatigue rolled in like a large breaker and swamped me. Soon I was carried away on the sea of sleep. As I drifted into unconsciousness, I was aware of voices singing. A Christmas carol. A radio, maybe, or a choir of angels. The next day, I was roused briskly and breakfasted on a weak porridge mixture. It was spooned into my mouth by another nurse, who was businesslike and impersonal, before I was visited by the doctor, Dr. Morehouse. He was far from circumspect. You're a lucky man, Hawk, he announced, as though he were addressing a class of medical students. You could have had your head blown off, a rifle exploding in your face like that. Count yourself lucky that you're still here to tell the tale. What tale can I tell?